Epilogues. Number 1. Dead squirrels? Asked Jed. What dead squirrels? The four friends were playing pick-up sticks. A handful of pups skittered and careened nearby. They were all lying in a circle, belly up, with one squirrel in the middle, said Tsetse. And then we saw squirrels start falling out of the trees. They all said something about the water, said Chai. It was like a horrible omen, said Tsetse. Wait a minute, said Jed. Did they say, Beloik Wooter? A smile began to form at the corners of his mouth and in his eyes. Yes, that's it. It was awful and creepy. Why are you smiling? Demanded Tsetse. Jed burst out laughing. He could not stop for a very long time. Number 2. We left messages for you, said Tsetse. Did you see them? I was ahead of you, remember? Said Chai. Did you see my messages? No, said Tsetse. Where did you leave them? I'm just kidding, said Chai. I didn't leave any. Tsetse slugged him. Ow, said Chai. Sorry. Number 3. You don't eat acorns, said Chai incredulously. What do you mean? Everyone eats acorns. Red squirrels don't, said Chukka. Food allergy. Number 4. The mate don't fancy the modern style, said the reddish squirrel to his friends. Prefers traditional. Oi, say right nice, though. Solid as the get yet. He rapped his knuckles against the wall. Not only that, it comes with this miracle fiber nesting business. Keller of a beauteous sunrise. A mite itchy, but so warm. Number 5. The squirrel, formerly known as Chukka's grandpa, floated downstream on a raft of debris. He had a bump on his noggin, and at this point in time, he could not say who he was. Maybe it would come to him. The day, though, was a beauty.